disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Lichona njani mthwaka zomuhle olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu mhlaka 2 kuNcwabakazi 2019 nguNtungameli Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, uhulumende obiza umeli weMelika eZimbabwe uAmbassador Brian Nichols ekhonona phezu kwezijeziso ezetheswe owayengumqondisi wohlangothi lwebutho olubulale abantu abayisithupha betshengisela eHarare nyakenye. Abekhansili yakobulawayo babhode ngedolobho lonke betshengisa amakhansila lentathelizindaba inhlelo abazenzayo kanye lokulimukisa uZulu ngesimo sesilinganiso samanzi akuleli dolobho. Kuwoza Friday namhlanje sihamba lomculi osacathulayo uCharles Maphosa, yena uhamba ngegama lokuthi Vince Costa. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Uhulumende namuhla unqolonge umeli weMelika eZimbabwe uAmbassador Brian Nichols ekhonona phezu kwezijeziso eleMelika elizethese owayengumqondisi wohlangothi lwebutho olubulale abantu abayisithupha ababetshengisela eHarare nyakenye ngemva kokhetho umnumzana Anselm Namosa Nyatwe. Elemelika lazise izolo ukuthi selethese uSanyatwe lomkakhe unkosikazi Chilo Machaona izijeziso phezu kokubulawa kwabantu laba kanye lokwephulwa kwamalungelo oluntu. Lokhu kucunule uhulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa kwathi iziphathamandla zogatsha olubona ngobudlelwano beZimbabwe lamanye amazwe zabiza uAmbassador Nichols namuhla zamazisa ngokuthukuthela kukahulumende phezu kwezijeziso lezi. Ohlanganelo Nichols ngumabhalane wogatsha lweForeign Affairs umnumzana James Manzou, yena omtshele ukuthi uhulumende weZimbabwe uphakathi kokuguqula indlela zakhe zakudala njalo uyakulungisisa konke okuphathelane lamalungelo oluntu okugoqela ukulandela izixwayiso ezahlelwa ikhomishini ecwayisisa udaba lokubulawa kwabantu libutho. Ikhomishini le yayikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Halema Mohlante. Asenelisanga ukuzwa icele lesigodlo seMelika eZimbabwe ngalolu daba. Lamhlanje abekhansili yakobulawayo babhode ngedolobho lonke betshengisa amakhansila lentathelizindaba inhlelo abazenzayo phansi kwebulawayo Water and Sewage Services Improvement Project. Kubika intathelizindaba yethu uAnastasia Ndlovu.
Ubulawayo ubhekane lodubo lokusilela kwamanzi okubangele ukuba ikhansili yabele amanzi evalwa ngezinye zezikhathi. Okwamanje abakamansipala bavulele uZulu amanzi kuze kube yiviki ezayo kusiya ngokuthi abantu bawasebenzisa ngonanzelelo. Umanjinela wekhansili yakobulawayo unkosikazi Mesincube uchasisa ngomumo okhona okwamanje.
Amanzi mama awasekho, amanzi sephelile. Amademu wethu out of 6 sesiluze 1. Imizingwane sikhangela ukuthi izaphela la ophelele kwa November. So sizama ukuthi sitshele abantu ukuthi basebenza amanzi nginanzelelo.
Umsekelo wekomiti kamgcini sihlalo we Future Water ukhansela sikhululekile moyo ukuthaza izakhamizi ukuba zilondoloze amanzi.
Uhlelo lokulungisa izimpompi lokulungisa ama pipes luyaqhubekela phambili, akusho ukuthi njengoba khathesi simile sithi up to 9 August akusoze kuvalwe amanzi, kodwa kuzaba khona njalo ngoNovember ngoba siyaqhubekela phambili ukulungisisa izimpompi zethu.
Umphathi intambo edolobho lakobulawayo unkosikazi Judith Ncube uncome ikhansili edolobho lakobulawayo ngemizamo eyenzayo ukulungisisa udubo lwamanzi.
Abantu bengasebenza ndawonye kuzaba lula. Esikukhangeleleyo ukuthi imizamo yenaleyi ezanyiweyo asiyibambeni kuhle, abantu bengadlalisa amanzi.
Kulandela ukungani kahle kwezulu ngomnyaka odluleyo, ikhansili yakobulawayo ibhekane lodubo lokusilela okukhulu kwamanzi emadamu okwamanje akusilinganiso sokungamachumi amane lane ekhulwini 44%. Idamu le-Aphancema lama ukusebenza ngoNhlangula kuthi uMzingwane uzagcina ukusebenza ngoLwezi, kodwa ulamanzi akusilinganiso sechumi lasikhombisa ekhulwini. Ubulawayo ulahlekelwa ngamanzi ngenxa yempompi ezivuzayo ngoba kulabo manjinela abalungisa impompi abangaphansi kwechumi abakhangela impompi ezivuzayo idolobho lonke. Idolobho lilezibholane ezingamakhulu amathathu lamachumi amathathu lane ezisebenzayo, kuthi alichumi lanhlanu awasebenzi. Kusenjalo umeya wedolobho lakobulawayo uMnumzana Solomon Mguni uthethe leli thuba lokuchasisa kabanzi ngequla lekhomishini esuka ehofisini kamphathi ntambo wembuso yezabelo eyathunyelwa ngenyanga edluleyo ukuzohlolisisa ingxabangxoza eqhamuke kuleli dolobho ngemva kokuxotshwa umsebenzi kwamabhalane omkhulu uTown Clerk ebikwa ephendukile ngaliviki.
Ya kuphendula kaphendukile ukuthi azange ibe lethuba lokuhlangana nabo, esingakutsho ukuthi kungaba kule nto ezazisalele ade bezozicubungula. Kodwa kwamanje sebesibabili sesimele nje impumela ye-investigation yabo.
Phakathi kwamaviki amathathu edluleyo kube lokuxokozela lokufuthelana kuphoselwana amazwi amabi phakathi kwamsekeli kameya uMnumzana Tinashe Kambarami loTown Clerk uMnumzana Christopher Dube ecalwa ngokungaphathi kuhle umsebenzi kanye lokuphatheka kunkohlakalo. Wamlobela incwadi yokumxosha umsebenzi bakhiya lehofisi yakhe bathatha amakhiye. Lokhu kubangele ukuxokozela lokufuthelana edolobheni leli, abanye besekela uDube bethi engaxotshwa umsebenzi. Lwagcina udaba lwakhona solungasakhanyi ukuthi ngolokuxhasana ngemihlobo kumbe ngezombusazwe okwenze uhulumende athumele iqula ukuzophenya imbangela yokuxokozela kobulawayo. Leli qula ligqibe uphenyo lolu labuyela eHarare, kodwa abakwazi ngokwenzakalayo bathi leli qula liphinde laphenduka ngayonale iviki. Ngimele iStudio 7 yikobulawayo, ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Belikwazi na ukuthi iStudio 7 isikhona ekuseni ngo-6:30 kusukela ngomvulo kusiya ngolwesihlanu? Lalelani indaba ezimxoxo ekuseni lantambama kumagagasi ethu athi 909 medium wave kushort wave 4930 6065 15460 laku 13860 kilohertz.
Uzulu welupane East uyavota kusasa kukhetho lokudinga umeli wesigaba lesi edalele parliamente. Njalo amabandla ancintisayo agoqela ele MDC lelezano PF eliyilo ebelivele liphethe lesi sihlalo. Ozancintisa emele iMDC uMnumzana Dalumuzi Khumalo uchasisele iStudio 7 aza kwenzela uZulu enganqoba.
Elupane abantu, ngicela ukubazisa nje ukuthi kusasa lilanga lokuyakhetha ummeli wabo wedalele parliamente. Bayakwazi ukuthi kusukela ngabona some 3 years ago kuze kuzofika namhla elupane ibingamelelwanga umuntu ngoba umuntu wayesimelele laphana ubengezwa kuhle egulelele phansi kodwa ithuba lokumreplace selifikile ukuthi sikhethe omunye umuntu ozakuma endaweni yakho ngoba sowasijiya cela abantu beluphana sasa baphume ngokuningi kungabi lo muntu oyedwa ozasala ngikhaya engahamba ukuyavota sikhuphe izani ngokuningi bethu sibadle kusale kungela mbuzo ukuthi MDC yiyo ebusayo eluphane sifuna ukuyiqeda nya ingaphindi kuye futhi izani eluphane
abantu beluphane ubathembisani alubana bethe bakukhetha
ziningi izinto ezihluphayo eluphane njengoluphane bese ngela mmeli njengoba ngijilo medoko eminyaka midi 3-4 kusiye muva le akunanto ekuhambayo imigwaqo kayikho izibhorane zamanzi kazikho okuhluphayo ukuthi izani PF khona ibuya khathesi sidinga ukhetho ukuze iqalise kunganiyagebhi isibhorane lapho isibhorane iyagebhawona isibhorane inyanga yonke ukhetho luze ludlule kungadlula kusela lutho yizo izinto ofanele ngizikhangele zona ezokuthi abantu bazithola lo nyaka izulwa linanga kakhulu kudingakala amanzi indawo yonke yinto emqoka kakhulu ofanele ukuthi yenze nxa sengingenile sidedvela abantu amanzi silungisela abantu imigwaqo silungisela abantu izibhedlela silungisela abantu izikolo yizo izithembiso engizasisenzitshela abantu okokugcina ikukhuthaza ungakhathalekile ukuthi usaphotha izanu usaphotha i-MDC sicela lonke liphuma ngobuningi ke lifake utshintsho i-change esiyifunayo elifake u-MP uDalumuzi Khumalo limvotele ngobuningi benu kusasa ukuze inxa kungaguquka impilo zenu badala ke siphume kulezi nhlupho esiziphiwa sizethulelwa izanu usakwamala
umnumzana Dalumuzi Khumalo uncintisa emele ibandla le-MDC elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Nelson Chamisa kukhetho lokudinga umeli weluphane East ePhalamende kusasa. Sixhume njalo ozancintisa emele ibandla le-ZANU-PF umnumzana Mbongeni Dube laye oqale ngokuchasisa aza kwenzela uZulu walesi sigaba alubana ethe wanqoba.
Njengebandla le-ZANU-PF sesingenile ebantwini sakhuluma nabo basithembisa ukuthi bazasisekela ukhetho olubuyayo kusasa silama-projects abalisela ukulungiswa kwezikotsho ukulungiswa kwamakreshi abantwana ukuthi bengahambi imango emide ukulungiswa kwemigwaqo ukuqalisa ama-youth projects abontanga sikhangele kakhulu ukuthi abatsha batholiswe imisebenzi yezandla kunye labomama siza kuyakha ihofisi ye-constituency ukuze izikhalazo zifikele ehofisini bekuthole kulomuntu okhona ehofisini ukuze bachiye izikhalazo zabo.
Balalele abantu beluphane East Dube mazwi bani ongathanda ukubachiyela wona
ngelanga lakusasa engathi ngikuchiyela abantu kakhulu yikuthi abantu baphume ngokuningi bayevota ngoba umdlalo usuchithelile njalo sesinqobile njengebandla le-ZANU-PF sithembisa kakhulu sikhuthaza kakhulu abatsha ukuthi basukume ngokuningi ngicela kakhulu kuwo wonke abantu beluphane East ukuthi i-election leyi kayingasixabanisi kodwa kube yi-election ezasibambanisa sibe moya munye siyakhe isigaba sethu kungabi khona ukuzondana after ama-elections. Ngiyabonga.
Umnumzana Mbongeni Dube umela ibandla le-ZANU-PF kukhetho lokudinga umeli weluphane East edalele ePhalamende kusasa. Ku-Livestalk lamhlanje sikhangela udaba lokudutyulwa kwabantu inyakenye ngemva kokhetho. Sokwedlule umnyaka lesisiga senzakele. Kambe kukhona yini osokwenziwe nguhulumende ukulungisisa lolu daba? Thumelani i-text message kumbe i-WhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Uhlangothi lukahulumende weMelika olubona ngokuvimba ukumemetheka kwemikhuhlane olwe-Center for Disease Control and Prevention soluthumele ezinye izisebenzi zalo kwele-DRC lapho osokuqhamuke khona umkhuhlane we-Ebola. Umkhuhlane lo usubulela abantu abafika phose inkulungwane ezimbili selokuqhamukileyo nyakenye. Ukungezwani phezu kwemithelo yokungena kwempahla phakathi kwele India lele Melika kukhanya kusiba kubi ngokukhitshwa kweziqondiso zokuyekethisa imali yemithelo yeduty empahleni ezingena kwele Melika ezivela kwele India ebezingena phansi kohlelo lokuthengiselana lamazwe asathuthukayo ole Generalized System of Preferences. Uhulumende wesabelo seHauteng kwele South Africa usefunge wagomela esithi izizalwane zakwamanye amazwe ezilwisane lamapolisa edolobheni leJohannesburg izolo zizawukhomba olotshwala. Kubika intatheli yethu uBenedict Nhlapho.
Lesi senzo sokuhlaselwa kwamapolisa ngamatshe, imbodlela namabhomba ephethulo zesiye uhulumende weGauteng amapolisa lezizalwane zakwele South Africa bezonde beganini wami. Abakwamanye amazwe laba abebefika amakhulu amathathu bahlasele amapholisa ngesikhathi engena ezitolo lemisikeni yabo edinga impahla ezenziwe ngokungekho emthethweni zangena elizweni ngudlu. Umkhokeli karhulumente weGauteng umnumzana David Makura uthi lizagcwala umoya ibhatshi ngesikhathi abezomthetho sebebuyela ukuyadinga lezi mpahla. Isikhulumeli sikamnumzana Makura umnumzana Vuyo Maka uchaze isenzo sabakwamanye amazwe lesi njengokuhlasela uhulumende ngokwakhe.
Sifuna ukuthatha lesi senzo njengobuganga. Siyazi ukuthi baningi abakwamanye amazwe abenza lo msebenzi wokuthengisa ngokusemthethweni. Sifuna ukukhipha izigangi phakathi kwabo.
Le yinto esichiye inhlanganiso ezimela abakwamanye amazwe kwele South Africa lazo zikhathazekile. Umgcinihlalo weZimbabwe Community in South Afrika umnumzana Ngqabutho Mabhena uthi abavumelani lokuhlaselwa amapolisa loba phansi kwasiphi isimo.
Siyawagxeka udlame olwenzakale izolo edolobheni laseGoli. Amapolisa labahlali ikakhulu abavela ngakwamanye amazwe kumele basebenzisane nokugebengu. Ayikhona ukuthi abantu bajikijele imota zamapolisa ngamatshe. Siyakugxeka kakhulu.
Ngakwenye icele umgcinihlalo wenhlanganiso ye-African Diaspora Forum umnumzana Vusumuzi Sibanda uthi bakhathazekile ngembiko yokuthi amapholisa la angene ezitolo zabokuza laba engelancwadi kamantshi ebapha lelo lungelo, langembiko yokuthi yiwo aqale ukudubula ngenhlamvu ezwisa ubuhlungu okuyinto ebangele udlakela. Kodwa-ke laye uyasisola isenzo sokuhlaselwa kwamapholisa.
Kuyinto esingayijabuleliyo ukuthi sithole abantu sebexabana namapolisa. Siyakhuthaza abantu bonke bokuza kwelase South Africa ukuthi bahlale njalo besenza konke akwenza ngendlela engaphansi esemthethweni, kungabi nokuxabana.
Kodwa ke sizalwane seZimbabwe umnumzana Mlungisi Jabalala uthi bayakhathazeka ngendlela amapholisa aphatha ngayo abakwamanye amazwe mihla yonke kwele South Africa.
Ezilongu nje kuwumuntu wangaphandle bakubopha kuthiwa uzabonakala phambili, ayikho nhle lento. Yingakho mina ngibona ukuthi kuyikuhlukumeza amalungelo abantu ngoba kungabantu bangaphandle. Uthole ukuthi umuntu ubotshwa nje akhahlanyezwa ula maphepha wakho wachile endlini yakhe, akukho kulungisa endabeni yangikhona.
Kusenjalo amapholisa ayaphika imbiko ethi ehlulwe ngabantu bokuza laba yikho ebalekile, kodwa wona athi asuke kuleyo ndawo ngoba engafuni kugcine kusiba khona ofayo. Melethulo 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa, nginguBenedict Nhlapho.
Zonke indlela ziqonda kobulawayo kusasa lapho kule midlalo emibili ezadlalwa ngamaqembu amela ilizwe emdlalweni wenguqu kanye lasemdlalweni we-rugby. Kukanti ke imidlalo yalonyaka eSpaponsa 2020 Cricket League layo ingena kuviki lesibili. Kubika intatheli yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji.
Iqembu labesilisa elimela ilizwe emidlalweni we-rugby yohlobo oludlalwa ngabadlali abalitshumi lanhlanu elaziwa ngegama elithi Sebulls lizemukela iqembu labosowabo abamela ilizwe leKenya kusasa ngomgqibelo enkundleni eHartsfield esedolobheni lakoBulawayo. Lawa maqembu adibana emidlalweni wenkezo ye-Victoria Cup okuyimidlalo edlalwa ngamazwe abalisa eleKenya, eleUganda, eleZambia kanye leleZimbabwe. Womabili amaqembu lawa azadibana kusasa awakanqotshwa kwimidlalo emibili aseyidlale phambilini kwaluwa kusasa. Kodwa eminyakeni edlileyo iqembu leKenya belizithaphuzela kweleZimbabwe okuyinto eyayingajwayelekanga kudala. Ekhuluma lentatheli zindaba namhla umqeqeshi weqembu leZimbabwe uBrendan Dawson uthe yena ilizwe leZimbabwe lilabadlali abaningi ngabaphandle kwelizwe abangaliphathisa ukuba liqine futhi njengakudala.
Encourage people to come back and play to Zimbabwe. I mean, at this stage, we've got thousands of players back outside the country.
Sikhuthaza abadlali abadlala phandle kwelizwe ukuba baphenduke bezodlalela iqembu lesizwe. Ngoba sikhuluma nje kulabadlali abazinkulungwane abaphandle kwelizwe njalo sifuna ukuba bazwize besithiseka befuna ukuphenduka bezodlala iqembu lesizwe.
Emidlalweni yalo emibili yakuqala iqembu leZimbabwe litshayela eZambia nge-39-10 kwakuqala kwathi kwesibili linqobele Uganda nge-31-26. Umncintiswano we-Victoria Cup uvuselelwe lonyaka ngemva kokungadlalwa eminyakeni eyisikhombisa edlileyo njalo uvuselelwe ngemva kokuba inhlanganiso ebona ngokuqhutshwa komdlalo we-rugby kuzwekazi lase-Africa e-Rugby Africa ilahlekelwe lusekelo lwemali ukuba iqhube umncintiswano we-Africa Gold Cup. Sikhangele umdlalo wenguqu. Ngensonto iqembu elimela ilizwe emdlalweni wenguqu lizanqikelana nele Mauritius enkundleni Papa Fields emdlalweni wehlandla lesibili kusigaba sesibili somncintiswano we-Africa Nations Championships. Iqembu leZimbabwe lizangena kumdlalo lo livele likhokhela ngemfuko kanyanya emva kokunqoba elikwenze ngomvulo emdlalweni wehlandla lakuqala oqhutshelwe kwele Mauritius. Lo mkankaso ngokudinga amaqembu aza kuyadlala kumncintiswano we-CHAN ozaqhutshelwa elizweni laseCameroon ngomnyaka ozayo. Kusenjalo iqembu labesifazane elimela ilizwe leZimbabwe emdlalweni wenguqu elaziwa ngegama elithi Mighty Warriors libhaxabulele eMozambique ngefuko kanyaya emdlalweni walo wesibili kumncintiswano walonyaka wenkezo yeCOSAFA oqhutshelwa elizweni laseSouth Africa kulezinsuku. Abahlohlele iqembu leZimbabwe ngababalisa uRudoni Shamba u-Emaculate Msipa kanye loMajori Nyawumo yena olitshayele emambuleni kabili. Emdlalweni walo wakuqala iqembu leZimbabwe litshayele Angola nge-4-1. Sikhangele umdlalo kakhilikithi. Imidlalo yalonyaka yeSpa Bonza 2020 Cricket League ingena kuviki yesibili kulimpela viki njalo amaqembu azadlala ngokulandelayo. Ngomgqibelo iqembu leFarzak Power Raptors lizadlala lele Pepsi Hawks, iqembu leFast Jet Pagers lizadibana leKhanela Sabres ukuthi iqembu leMammoth Pool Blazers lizadlala lele National Fencing Tigers. Ngensonto iqembu leNational Fencing Tigers lizanqikelana leKhanela Sabres, iqembu leFarzak Power Raptors lizadlala lele Mammoth Pool Blazers ukuthi umdlalo wokugcina uzawuba phakathi kweqembu leFast Jet Pagers kanye lele Pepsi Hawks. Ngiyimele iStudio 7 ngoBulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Was a Friday, my darling. Was a Friday, seven to forgive. Was a Friday, my sweetie.
Uhlelo lokuzilibazisa olwe Woza Friday namuhla sihamba lomhlabeleli osacathulayo uViscosi yena osanda kwethula idlalate lakhe lakuqala. Lateleli lile ngoma eziyisithupha njalo isihloko salo sithi babuyile. Nangu uViscosi echasisa ngemvelaphi yakhe.
Igama nginguViscosi, kathi igama elokuzalwa nguCharles wakwaMaphosa. Ngizalwa endaweni okuthiwa eMbiria kuCholocho district laphana.
Umculo wakho ungani ngowesplash, kungani ungahlabelanga ngendlela ekwenza uzimele lawe njengomculi?
Ukwenza ngabuya ngomculo lo we disco ofana nowesplash noma ufana nokaDeng Chanda. Kuthi ekhaya ekukhuleni zalweni kwami ke kukhona umuntu owayethanda umculo umalumama okuthiwa nguPhilip Dube asekho emhlabeni sowasishiya. Kusho ukuthi ebekuthanda kakhulu umculo wabe nomthelela ekuwuthandeni kwami.
Ngathanda ukuthenga idlalate lakho kumbe ukuxhumana nje lawe bakuthola njani?
Ngikhona ku Facebook ungasearcha lapha na Charles Chills Gozmaphosa yamthola uViscosi. Ngikhona ku WhatsApp inombolo zika WhatsApp zime kanje ngoba ngilapha ngise South Africa eGoli. Inumber zami +27 8429 17067. Kuma emails ngikhona email address yami chillsgoals@gmail.com. Bangithumela lapho kuma emails and then ku Twitter ngikhona ngugoalsmaps.
Ingoma ezikudlalade leli zigoqela ethi Mthwakazi, Winning Team kanye lale ethi Babuyile, eyiyo phela isihloko sedlalade. Uphuma ke enkundleni uViscosi ngale ethi impilo.
Impilo lomfana madoda unentaba sambane nesonke. Impilo lomfana madoda unentaba sambane nesonke. Ikhona isangano namadoda don.
Viscosa umfana wecholocho sile themba liukholisile umculo wakhe. Silugqibeke uhlelo ngokukhangela ebezihamba phambili. Uhulumende namhla ovize umeli weMelika eZimbabwe uAmbassador Brian Nichols khonona phezu kwezijeziso ezetheswe owayengumqondisi wohlangothi lwebutho. uZulu welupane East uyavota kusasa kukhetho lokudinga umeli wesigaba lesi ePhalamende. Kwanele olivalelisayo ngontungamili Nkomo. Lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.